I love it. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me." Mark 10:47. As you know, I like to set the stage. And first of all, I'd like to thank Chris for his remarks this morning on stewardship. Thank you. Jesus has returned from his journey to the Gentiles in Israel. And along the way, he has been present to those in need, teaching the coming of the kingdom of God, healing the infirm, and encouraging the lowly. In the process, he has alienated the rich and the powerful. He has upset the status quo, and they're out to get him. And knowing what lies ahead, Jesus insists that he and his disciples go to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Now, the normal route to Jerusalem from Galilee would be along the ridge road through Samaria and down into Jerusalem. However, this area would have been heavily watched by the Jewish authorities, hoping to see Jesus and arrest him before he could get to his destination. Jesus knew this and chose to travel the lower road on the west side of the Jordan River through the heavily Greek territory of the Decapolis. This road leads to the city of Jericho, where it meets up, it's almost a crossroad, with the road from Qumran and the Dead Sea, up a climb of about 7,000 feet across the Mount of Olives and down into Jerusalem. Well, Jesus entered Jericho with his entourage of disciples and those curious to learn more about Jesus' ministry of compassion and love. The streets of Jericho were lined with people, especially those hoping to catch a glimpse of him. And many knew him from his previous visit and his encounter with who? Zacchaeus. At the gate at the far end of the city sat a beggar. We are told his name is Bartimaeus. But who was he really? Well, Bar in Hebrew means son of. So he was the son of a man named Timaeus, a Greek, not a Jew. Well, each day Bartimaeus would be led out to his little begging spot by the city gate. And he would take his cloak off and lay it on the ground, spread it out and lay it on the ground, and then sit on it and beg for alms so that he could live. And at the end of the day, he would feel for the four corners, bring the four corners together, thus having all the alms coins in the center of his cloak to safely carry home. Now, Bartimaeus was not an uneducated person, but wise and a learned man. And he was not blind from birth, but had some eye disease, such as cataracts, that caused him to lose his sight. Well, he heard a crowd approaching. I don't know if you know it or not, but people that are blind have very acute hearing. So he could hear the crowd coming towards him. And he asked who was passing by, and he was told that it was Jesus. Now, he knew who Jesus was and made up his mind to speak to him and ask for a favor. And he cries out in desperation, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus makes it perfectly clear that we should follow his example. When we really want something, we will push through any obstacles that get in our way, and we will not be deterred. Am I right? Always. Bartimaeus pushed through the opposition of the crowd that tried to keep him from Jesus. He wanted to be healed, and nothing was going to stop him. In a similar way, the crowds of the world seem to want to keep us from Jesus and receiving his healing touch. They're telling us to be content with who we are. Jesus can't help you, they tell us. So just accept the status quo instead. Well, the problem is what the world offers leaves us restless, unfulfilled, always searching, always looking for the next best thing to make us happy. Am I right? And all too often we desire for God's peace and love become fleeting moments that get shouted down by the influence of the crowd. I'm driven by the example of the refugees moving through Central America to seek asylum from gang warfare, death squads, the inability of their governments to protect them from their God-given rights, their civil rights. Even our own government is trying to turn them away from peace and security. It goes against everything that we've had in this country for the last 200 to 300 years. Take a look at the Statue of Liberty. What's written underneath it? Give me your tired, your poor. And what are we doing with them? We're turning them away from our borders. It's not right. And each day we face opposition similar to what Bartimaeus faced. He was wrapped in a cloak of comfort. The crowd tried to shout him down, and they told him to stay put and be content with his blindness. Jesus can't help you. You're not worth his time. But Bartimaeus was desperate, and so are we, folks. We're desperate. He refused to listen to the crowd, and as a result, Jesus heard him. And Bartimaeus gladly threw off his cloak and ran to where Jesus was, who could wrap him in divine love. Divine love. Let's follow Bartimaeus' example. The crowds of the world want all our time, but we don't have to follow them. Today and every day, we can throw aside that cloak of partial comfort and spring up to meet Jesus. Let Jesus wrap us in a cloak of grace and healing. Remember this well. While crowds of the world want to keep us from Jesus, there are also crowds of disciples who want to follow him and make him known to others. They can help us grow in faith. Be different. Be like Bartimaeus. Look for people who pray together. Participate in Bible study. Get involved with groups who serve the poor. And above all, let us surround ourselves with people who share our desire for Jesus' grace and love. I came across this poem by Herman Stumpfel Jr., and it spoke to me, and I hope it speaks to you also. And I'm going to close with this. A blind man sat beside the road and begged for charity until he heard a stranger's step and asked, "Who can this be? Who can this be, and will he stop for one as poor as I?" Then voices pierced his darkness deep. "The Lord is passing by." "He must not pass me by," he cried. "He must in pity see these empty hands, these sightless eyes. Have mercy, Lord, on me." Then Jesus stopped and in mercy spoke. Those sightless eyes he healed, which opened wide by faith made whole, the Son of God revealed. Our blindness cries for vision bright, our poverty for grace. O Lord, have mercy now on us. To us, reveal your face.